Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You think he's a good-looking guy?
Who, Devin Booker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister loves him.
Really?
Yeah, she like bought a Devin Booker jersey.
Ugh.
Wears it around. The Suns one, not a...
Did she go to UK?
No, she went to U of L.
She's still single?
And James Strebel.
That needs to be Mitch. At 5:13 every Friday, I want to ask Strebel that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Miss this show or any of the interviews or nonsense on any ESPN Louisville show, check out the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review. Even though this music is Drake, for some reason, it made me think of Tyler Hero.
Oh, really?
Now, you saw the announcement this weekend, right?
Maybe.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Tyler Hero and his girlfriend are expecting a child.
Yes.
I don't know what else they would expecting. They would be expecting, but they're expecting a child. Now, this came out months ago.
Right, but they did, like, the baby pictures.
And then the
pregnancy pictures.
She put the, is it the sonogram?
Yeah,
that
sonogram.
You initially get?
Right.
Okay. She put that on Instagram, and then it vanished. Then she took it off Instagram.
Oh, really?
And then she had her normal bikini photos all over Instagram.
Right, right.
And this has been many weeks now.
Yeah.
And then today, or this weekend, they had the baby photo shoot, if you will.
Yes.
With Tyler Hero. And I don't even know her name. Mitch, can you look up Tyler Hero's girlfriend's name?
I think it's
name?
Katya.
What?
Katya, like K-A-T-Y-A.
Just Strebel's face, because it sounds like...
Strebel should know.
Well, I mean, also, today when I was leaving, Mitch was amused by a Sea of Blue.
Really?
That's one reason why I bring it up.
The quickies?
It was the Monday quickies today. Tyler Hero.
Yeah,
Papa Tyler Hero.
Papa Tyler Hero, yes.
The
I did
Monday
see
quickie
that.
Edition.
It's
embarrassing.
The desert of sports that we're in. I would not have chosen that to be the headline for the quickies.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have chosen. Probably something on Jacquez Jones. That's a little more
no
important.
No one knows who Jacquez Jones is.
Oh, we're going to know.
No,
we're
going to sure,
know this
I'm
week.
Sure you. What I'm yes. saying is nobody knows. If you're wanting clicks, what is better? Pictures of Tyler Hero and his IG model girlfriend
right.
who are expecting
right.
or Jacquez Jones?
Jacquez Jones is more important.
I would agree, but no one knows who he is.
Kentucky
you're,
fans
you're,
do.
You're trying to get the clicks.
I mean,
don't know who he is.
Kentucky
I'm saying
fans,
they don't know. They
yeah,
don't.
They do.
Have no
oh,
idea.
I guarantee they,
they
do.
Have no idea who he is. They have no idea.
I just
talk
love
about Kentucky fans. They read everything on the internet.
I just
they
love,
know who he is.
I'm surprised Strebel hasn't made this joke yet. But both Louisville football and UK football got a Jacquez from Mississippi, except one went to Ole Miss and the other went to Southern Miss.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just the way things are going right now. I mean, Kentucky's getting a tackle leader on a team, and Louisville's going to Alcorn State. I'm sorry, a tackle leader on an SEC
Alcorn
football
State.
Team, and Louisville's got to go to Alcorn State. I mean, again,
Alcorn State? They didn't get anyone from
yeah,
Alcorn
they did.
State.
I'm talking about
the,
specifically the one from Southern Miss.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying that their latest addition to their team from the transfer portal is an Alcorn State player. And Kentucky's is a tackle-leading SEC starting linebacker. Those aren't they're not the same waters.
Now, I would agree with you, but I don't know anything about Alcorn State. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
The
Quintario
the
Cole.
Yeah, Quintario Cole. That's
okay.
where I got Alcorn State. That's where
it's
he
a good
came
memory.
From.
I have no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, of course I'm going to remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course he will. Yeah.
yeah.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, I drank 20 Bud Lights yesterday. Can you offer
Whoa.
Advice on how not to be hungover? You always drink that much, but say you're good after.
Well, it's all about conditioning. You know, how
it's all about practice.
Yeah, how an athlete conditions so that when
His
during
body's
the season.
Used to it.
Yeah, my body's conditioned to be able to drink that much and the next day function as a human being.
Texas says the Southern Miss kid is a stud, STFU.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He was such a stud that he was at Southern Miss for years.
Texas says, buffet during COVID, I'm good. Well, COVID's over. In Kentucky, it's officially, it's 75% over, but on Friday, it's now 100%.
100% over.
So if you go
Friday.
Into a restaurant, those couple tables that have been roped off because of Daddy Bashir, you no longer on Friday. I don't know what happens Thursday night, but something magical will happen Thursday night.
Andy,
just so you know.
I walked into that restaurant yesterday at about noon, and it was packed.
Good for them.
There were no like separated tables.
Yeah, but there never was. It's Owensboro.
It is Owensboro. Yeah, even the staff didn't wear masks.
Well, I believe Owensboro didn't care about COVID. I am here to announce that.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
that's
a strong announcement that I can make.
I was on when we were driving up, I was going through like the Rough River area, and I just was amused. There was a restaurant there, and it was called Hog Ass Sandwiches.
I'd rather go to that place.
It looked awesome.
I bet
they spelled Hog, H-A-W-G, Hog Ass Sandwiches. I almost stopped.
It's good that you take Kellen out into where the real Kentucky fans are.
Oh, he loved
he
it.
He needs to do that. Maybe you could send him with, like, when Matty Bangs does his barnstorming tour, you could send him out with him.
Yeah,
maybe he hangs out with his second father, Drew Franklin, and goes around the state and says a real Kentucky
like
fan.
Like an intern.
Not these city slickers.
These city folk
Not the
Kentucky
ones that
fans.
Live in, you know, Clarksville, Indiana.
Right, okay? Just ones that live in Owensboro and Rough River, Taylor County, all those
the real
places. The real Kentucky fans.
There you go.
It's not a bad idea, actually. I kind of like that.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Okay, so there's a number of things here I want to get to. Just quickly, okay?
All
not
right.
Emmanuel, quickly. We mentioned Tyler here. I'm going to get to this Liam Cohen quote here in a second. We still got this video nonsense to get to and everything else. Maybe I'm wrong here, but I feel, I guess the word would be sympathy.
Okay.
I feel none for John Rahm.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what happened with John Rahm over the weekend?
I'm not following so far,
no. Mitch, do you know what happened with John Rahm?
Yes, I know what happened.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, should Strebel know what happened with John Rahm this weekend, even though he doesn't care and even though I didn't
like
see...
I feel like he should.
I feel like
that was one of the bigger sports stories from the weekend.
It really was, man.
Okay.
Besides Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is the big one, right?
Yes, that, besides that... By the way, Mitch, should we listen in for Stillman? Today?
Oh yeah, it's a big day for Stillman.
Should we bring up the feed there from 102.5 the Game in Nashville and just do listen-ins?
Yeah.
In fact, let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do
He's
that.
Like,
okay, so you didn't. So well, he doesn't like the move, of course. Neither did Process today.
I know they actually agreed on something.
Wow.
Well, we got to, and I need to look at Process on the U of L video is going to make you pass out.
I can't wait. Now you said Process, UofL video. I'm all in.
He was all in.
I bet he was. I know he
you're
is.
You're going to absolutely love it, okay?
Yes.
Not all in on getting Julio Jones on your team.
Which is
for a second round, for a second round pick.
Yeah.
But all in on a 9-minute video.
Team 108.
Yeah, on Team 108. He was all in.
This is great. 2 minutes ago on Stillman's Twitter. Why Bud Dupree and not Julio Jones is the move that will determine how good the 2021 Titans will be.
Oh, I like that.
I love it.
Bud Dupree.
I don't necessarily disagree with that either.
Bud Dupree's good. I mean, Julio Jones is awfully better, the Hall of Fame kind of candidate kind of guy. But I mean,
back,
Bud Dupree.
Or like they do on the field, you know, get a little slap there on the rear end. They want to give Robinson a pat on the back for at least taking a shot at it. I don't know. We talked about this a little bit. Like, he's paying the highest that anybody was willing to pay, obviously, because that's what Julio went for. But he's taking a crack at it. As I said, I wouldn't have done it. My reaction, though, is they think they have a team capable of winning the Super Bowl. And here's where the real importance comes in. This is the real biggie. And Julio's the big name because Julio's probably headed to the Hall of Fame. We've all watched Julio make incredible acrobatic catches for years. We've seen Julio rip apart defenses with a guy in Matt Ryan who we all probably think is an above average to average quarterback over his career. And Julio's just been that. Do we remember when Julio Jones
all right, that's enough.
Alabama
all right, get to the point.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
anyway.
Yes.
So John Rahm this weekend.
Uh-huh.
at the end of the third round of the Memorial. You don't know this story?
Oh, no, the COVID.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know this.
He
tested positive.
He tested positive
he had
for COVID.
A six-stroke lead heading into the final round.
He was going to win, and besides the majors, it's, you know, one of the it's one of the top events.
The premier tournament, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't feel sorry for him at all.
Now, wasn't he also, like, in COVID protocol at the time, too?
No, he was not.
He is not now.
Yeah.
Well, he is now, but I thought there was, like, a contact trace thing with him as well.
I don't know. I don't know the story, but everyone's like, they need to change the rules. I don't disagree if we want to have the conversation on golf and maybe other sports, but it's pretty clear. If a threshold of basketball and baseball, if a threshold of a team is, you know, whatever percentage it is, 80%, 85%, it's, you know, how you know, the traveling party and everything else,
yeah,
then they don't have to go through some restrictions if they're vaccinated.
Right.
Like I guess the fight here is vaccinated or not, but the argument in public doesn't hold. And here's what I mean by this. It's
okay.
Why I don't feel bad for him.
Okay.
In public, you can go out right now to a restaurant and they'll have posted, or the CDC or Bashir or Holcomb or whomever will say, you know, if you're not vaccinated, you still need to wear a mask. But there's no way to check that.
Or enforce it.
There's no way to check it. There's no way, like you said, to enforce it.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
So for somebody, I mean, we're just being honest here. So for somebody who did not want to be vaccinated.
Right.
Okay.
That's your choice.
Which is their choice.
Right.
They can go in public, and the guy next to me, he doesn't know if I'm vaccinated, and vice versa.
Sure.
That is part of opening up. That's part of this conversation.
Right.
But John Rahm has rules within his workplace. And I have known people who make, obviously, a ton less money than John Rahm.
Right.
Okay? Do I really want to be vaccinated? But for work, kind of went ahead and just got vaccinated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why
I kind of did.
Yeah, that's why I don't feel bad for him.
Rahm.
Like, not 1% do I feel bad for John Rahm.
To me,
I know the rules kind of might be silly in golf. Now I'm not saying that the rules are silly. Rules are silly
in general, in
a lot of places,
yeah,
in a lot of things. But I don't feel bad for 1 second for this guy. He lost out on $2 million because he didn't want to get vaccinated. Fine, but this is the byproduct of that.
This is like the first time.
Which he knew. By the way, the Lakers, didn't they, to the very end of their season, they had to go through strict protocol?
Yeah, because only 75% of the people
got it. They didn't have...
Well, LeBron shot like a video with like Drake or something, right?
Yeah, because they didn't have enough people in their team, in their party, in their traveling party to be vaccinated. So they had harsher rules, whereas...
MLB's doing the same thing. It's just 85%.
Right. And they still had, I mean, to me, I just wouldn't want to get the damn swab stuck up my nose, you know, every time I had, you know, every 3 times a week or whatever it was, how they were testing. I mean, that alone would have, you know, kind of pushed me. I got vaccinated anyway. It didn't matter. I was going to do it. But it would have pushed me if I was on the fence, like, man, I can get this shot or I can continue to get this stick shoved up my nose multiple times a week and have to deal with that. I'm choosing the shot. I mean, that's just me. Like, people have done the research, the science is out, but I'm with you. I don't feel bad for them either because that's the consequences. That's the consequences, right? You choose not to get the vaccine. You got COVID. You got to suffer the consequences. That's what your choice got you. Your choice got you kicked out of the tournament, and that is what it is.
It's just until they change the rules.
Right.
They have a set standard. We can laugh at standards. I agree. There's stupid standards and rules all over the place.
Right.
All over society. But that is what it is. Go ahead.
That's like there's, you know, I know people that have jobs within the medical community that have, like, okay, if you get vaccinated, you're fine, but if you don't and you get COVID, then there are some things that you're going to deal with on your own that we're hands off on it. So it's your decision. You don't want to do it, that's fine, but if you do get it, there will be consequences and it's going to affect your paycheck.
I mean, that's just
the way it is.
Right. Mitch said he got it for his job. Mitch, I mean, really?
Really? Well, I
got it so I could be able to go do things. Like,
yeah.
Like, I know, sure. Like, I had brunch, or brunch sounds weird. I had lunch with a buddy who hasn't been vaccinated. And I was like, man, I was like, and he's like, he doesn't wear a mask or anything. I'm just like, at this point, man, I was like, I if I were you, I wouldn't even get it. Like, everything's opening back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If his job's not making a man for yeah, him, like, get it, or
which again is totally fine. But yeah, when John Rahm is a part of the PGA Tour, that's where it's different.
And they say, that's where it's different. And if you get it, this is what's going to happen. It's 100% different. And
this was like the first play golf. You had a great nine holes. Yeah, that's fine. That congratulations.
This was like the first time this has happened. Like, I know, like, the Lakers, you brought up the Lakers, they had to follow strict protocols. But isn't this like the first time, like, in a while, like, someone had to miss something for
big,
COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
been
it
a
really
long
is.
Time because I think like the NBA, like they're like the last like month or whatever have had zero case or whatever, and that hasn't happened since.
The time that I can remember is going back to March when VCU couldn't play in the NCAA tournament.
You right. might be right. Yeah,
I mean, think about right. it all the way. I mean, we went April, May into June. We went, you know, 2-3 months.
Wasn't there an issue with the Yankees?
There's people who get put on COVID lists, but that's like the after right. effects of okay. getting a
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, the Yankees had a couple people in their traveling party not get it, that's exactly. But it didn't take them off the field.
No, it didn't.
It took a player or two here or there and some coaches. They stink anyway.
So what like is going to matter?
Yeah,
too much.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to bring this up with you. 437-9680. It's the take on this Monday. Okay, so, by the way, Mitch, who are we having fill in tomorrow? Is it Nick or is it Jackie Grossman?
It's your boy Jackie Grossman.
All right, good deal.
Oh, well, Grossman on a
Might
Tuesday.
Might have to do an IU pregame show.
You have to. It's
Big Easy hanging out in mansions. We got to get to that.
That fountain. Good grief. There's a lot of mansion hanging out this weekend, I saw. A
lot of mansion hanging
there
out.
There was a lot of mansion
there was.
Hanging out.
Okay, so we alluded to this earlier, Kyle Tucker's piece in The Athletic on the state of the program. You ready for this?
Yep.
I don't know when he asked this to him. I would imagine this is, I mean, Liam Cohen talks to the media all the time.
He talks a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when asked, does Cohen trust anyone else other than Wandell Robinson and Josh Ali?
Ooh. I know where this is going.
Josh Ali, Wandell Robinson, do you trust anyone else to make plays? His answer, nobody. Nope. Nobody.
Wow. The UK wide receiver room is in that bad of a shape.
Well, I guess, and here's my point. I'm giving you the other side of all of this.
Okay.
So you're telling me, outside of two guys, and I expect Wandell and Josh Ali to be good. I don't expect
Ali was good last
yeah,
year.
I don't
yeah.
expect them to be bums.
Right.
Outside of those two guys, there's not much to trust there. And then you throw on top of it. You like Rodriguez, and you think the backs will be fine. I mean, Mark Stoops has done a pretty good job. But that is honesty that you rarely get from a coach.
Yeah.
Rarely get nobody, nope, nobody.
Right.
I mean,
usually they'll throw a few names out there like, Isaiah Cummings is young, he's coming along.
Exactly.
You know.
I mean, you think you could say, but I mean, the positive side, you have two guys that he expects to be damn good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That is a positive thing, okay? But you're going to need more than that. And when you start going down the list of needs that Kentucky has, there's a couple needs, and it's big question marks at vital positions.
Oh, 100%.
And so I bring it up because I feel like the analysis has been one way this entire time. And some of the things that are out there, I think the quarterback is being absolutely not talked about.
Oh, I got a story on that.
I mean, I just don't think it's being talked about. I think it's the number one story
right.
around here, quite frankly.
Stoops dodged it today.
Well, yeah, and Stoops today wasn't asked about it until the very end of whatever.
Yeah, Roush asked
yeah
him at the
I
very
mean,
end
I don't know
but
what
it's
else.
Will Levis,
you,
right?
But I don't know what else you would ask Mark Stoops other than the quarterback. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Nothing matters. except for that.
Yeah.
They have a ceiling that is low if you don't have that position. And so I want to give you that position, and you have nobody on the wide receiver besides two guys. I know me saying besides two guys sounds silly, but I mean, that's how I feel.
I mean, Alabama's got way more than two guys that they can throw the ball to.
Yeah.
And if you're a big-time program, you're going to have more than two guys that you feel like you could throw the ball to and have make plays.
And here's the other thing. One SEC assistant said the following, quote, "Stoops needed to fix his offense for a while. They were winning games without much of a passing threat. They've been so one-dimensional. Their quarterback play got worse each year, and he had to do something to fix it." They ranked, and I'm trying to find it here. I mean, they ranked, like, what was it, 114 or something like that over a five-year period with Eddie Gran.
Yeah.
And this is my biggest worry for these teams. I'm going to bounce around basketball and football. Mm-hmm. My biggest worry is Kentucky football. It's going to take time to figure all of this out and to recruit to what Liam Cohen wants to do.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean that you're going after Georgia this year. Like, that doesn't, yeah. like both statements I don't think can be true. And that exact same thing, Strebel, mm-hmm. is what worries me about Louisville basketball. Is the Ross McMahon? I mean, now you're doing something offensively that may take some time.
It's very different than what you've been doing.
Now, most of the guys on the basketball side are gone. That's one of my takes on the Louisville basketball video that's out. It's all great, but it's like J.J. Traynor and Dre Davis and Sam Williamson and everyone else, including the coaching staff, is gone.
Yeah.
So using the motivation of not making the tournament is fine, but so many of those pieces of the puzzle, including starters, including your guards, are gone.
Yeah.
And I throw Quinn Slesinski in there because he started how many games? several games for U of L. So I just that's for me is I feel like if Kentucky football hits some sort of ceiling this year, the pivot is going to be, well, you got to give Liam Cohen time to get his guys in there, which I don't even disagree with. But we also can't stay in the next breath that Kentucky football is ready for a step forward.
Vince Merrill's not giving him any time.
Yes, exactly. And that is where my I feel like there is a contradiction there. And that is where I feel like everyone's able to play the field. Again, if you're good, then great. If you're not good, a new quarterback
and
Will Levis didn't get there until June, and he's learning a new system. And let's be honest, Liam Cohen needs to go into the high school ranks and probably needs to find someone that's him. You're in the SEC. It's tough to get good in the SEC if you would have played Missouri week six instead of week two. I'm trying to foresee the future, given that we have 3 months here, to try to foresee the future. And that's how I feel on the Louisville basketball side is that very thing right there, is how much of that is going to be used. Now, I tend to think it's going to be used a lot less than the Kentucky football side. That's just my opinion. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
I might be wrong. But, I mean, the other thing is this. One reason why I don't feel – we're talking about feeling bad for John Rahm or anything.
Yeah.
When you know your offense stinks for 5 years, national ranking of 113th under Eddie Gran and Darren Henshaw. When you know that, if I were a fan and you think you have a good team, you just threw away several years.
That's a guy.
I mean, they've played good defense. They've ran the ball. They've had NFL running backs. They've had NFL offensive line after offensive line. They had a special season where an offensive line and one running back and four or five guys on defense carried their ass all the way to 10 wins.
NFL guys.
Carried them. Carried Mark Stoops waddling around on the sideline to 10 wins.
Yeah.
And so, like, It's just like you wasted 5 years where if you would have done this a couple years ago when it was obvious that you were, A, not bringing in anyone at the quarterback position and the development there in the play calling lacked. If you do this a couple years ago, now I don't have to wait a couple more years.
Right.
That's my biggest worry for them is the foundation of excuses are right there.
Yeah.
It's right there in the foundation of who they could be this year. That is, well, I mean, you gotta wait to the offensive coordinator. You gotta give him time.
Yeah.
He's only had one off season with them. And it's all that. And when he's like, nope, nobody, it's like you got two guys, that's good. And what a really good running back, and a good offensive line and two nice weapons. No quarterback that you know of right. In the SEC equals out to about 7-5, probably.
With four or five
gimme wins.
Right. And
that's look, what it equals.
They're going to be – and that's going to be the frustrating part is – I mean, you're right. The frustrating part is they'll beat, like, Tennessee and some, and they'll act like that's a big deal, even though Tennessee's, in the trash right now. And there'll be some moments – they'll beat, beat Louisville. There'll be some moments in the season – where if they go 7-5, then maybe win a bowl game and go 8-5, that they'll be able to point to, well, we beat Tennessee. Remember, Tennessee used to beat us all the time. Tennessee beat us all the time. And you're not happy about beating Louisville? What's wrong with you? You don't like beating Scott Satterfield in Louisville? They'll be able to point to some games and some moments
yep.
that'll get people pumped up. And, you're right. You're right. But then if you get smacked by Georgia, you get smacked by Florida, you get beat game two by Missouri – not going to feel good.
If they get beat week two against Missouri, you're in trouble.
The writing's on the wall. You're right.
It puts you behind the eight ball.
Yep.
And quite frankly, what's Central Florida's Louisville's third game?
Third game.
Same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
same exact thing.
No, that's a good point there that, you can pick out good moments, but the collection of what happened in the season should not be satisfying.
113th in 5 years.
That's sad. And
what if you do it 2 years? Everyone knew that Eddie Grant 2 years ago, you could have got rid of him.
Right. 100% could have got rid of him.
You could have made a move a couple years ago when the quarterbacks had no development. And you sold us Terry Wilson, and we knew who Terry Wilson was.
I mean, honestly, Lynn Bowden saved his ass.
I'll give you a great example. The Giants, have, New York Giants fan.
Yeah.
Giants did it. I mean the Pat Shurmur hire,
yeah.
The Ben McAdoo hire, they just wasted time.
Right. Holding on to Eli for three years.
They just wasted time.
That was wasted time.
That's all they did. They just blew 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it was, by holding on.
Yeah.
And they wasted everyone's time. And there's a part of that that I feel that with Kentucky. And that's why I don't feel like – I feel like their momentum – we go back to the momentum talk.
Yeah.
Their momentum has been created by coaching hires and blogs.
Yeah, pretty much.
It hasn't been created by anything on the field.
Imagine if
– Or recruiting classes in the future, which is the great trick that every coach does.
Yeah.
That sells the future. And, I mean, we did this 3, 4 years ago, and we sold the future, and now we're here 3, 4 years later, and we're doing the exact same thing.
They're playing that hand big time right now. And imagine if that, like you said, if that Josh Allen team had a quarterback and some nice receivers. I mean, we're not talking about 10 wins. We could be talking about 11 wins, 12 wins. And they missed out on that. Because that was, I mean, that Stoops his buddy. I mean, he was, after I fired Eddie Graham, he went and had some bourbons. I mean, you
they could have found a Liam Cohen anywhere.
They could have found it earlier.
Liam Cohen, this is nothing against him, but Liam Cohen was a 35-year-old from the Rams. They could have found someone like that anytime over the last 5 years.
Sure. I mean, if he really felt like he wanted to go the NFL route, there's 100 Liam Cohens in the NFL.
Unless Liam
right
Cohen's
now.
Special, and he may be.
He may be. We don't know that yet.
I have no idea, but on the surface, that's how it feels for me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And I do like the honesty of Liam Cohen, and he said this multiple times. I mean, he's not pulling any punches about any of those guys. I was a little surprised he didn't mention Keaton Upshaw because we did see some things from him last season, and he's supposed to be one of their featured players on offense this season at tight end.
Well, this was just about wide receivers.
Right.
I think about the tight ends. Okay. He said he liked the tight ends.
Okay, good. I thought that would be the case.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
I do like Keaton Upshaw.
Listen.
Riggs is slower than me.
Listen, I understand. I'm just not going through this with the damn Kentucky tight end.
Oh, no.
And then they have one catch for 9 yards, and everyone, let's get tight end the ball. We're not doing it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I like him as a player. I'm not trying to do the tight end thing. I think Keaton Upshaw can be really, really good.
I'm not going to read that. I get Dexter. No wonder the UK wide receivers coach needed a drink. Yes, he's still suspended
without pay.
Without pay.
Yeah. So that nugget came out today too, because everyone's and all Louisville fans coming over the hill. They just let him. They just let him go. They're not. There's no accountability, Kentucky. And they found out the day after the news came out that Stoops suspended him without pay, and he's still suspended without pay.
They end up letting him go, Kentucky damn near replaced almost their entire coaching staff.
On offense, yeah. Well, even on defense,
you
too.
Get defense.
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't going to get fired. That's why he's suspended without pay.
I was thinking about that today.
Which is better than we're handling this
in the
house.
Was that when you were on the toilet? You were thinking about that?
No.
Scrolling through some BBN stuff?
Playing some Candy Crush?
Texas says special season, not a special program. Texas says, you guys just said Sam was gone. No, I said he's one of the few that came back.
That came back, yeah. He didn't say Sam was gone.
I tend to think the Louisville side of this, well, you know, he got Ross McMahon's in the new offense. It's not seen as, like, football coaches, when they come up with an offense, it's seen as, like, this genius work.
Oh, yeah, they're solving, equations, yeah. And they're, like, doing nuclear physics.
I don't feel that on the basketball side.
You can turn a basketball team around in one offseason. We see it all the time.
Unless you're Calipari now. Now, maybe it'll take a couple.
It'll be fine. This offseason is going to fix a lot of things.
437-9680 on the other end. Let's see. What did I want to get to? Oh, yeah. The video. Blank was in the video. We got to get to that.
Oh, Blank was in the video.
We'll get.
I got some takes on that now. Hold on a second.
We'll get to that.
All right.
Blank's in the video.
All right.
And Process had some thoughts on the U of L year 108 video.
Season 108.
We'll get to that next. All right, guys, it's been raining. It's going to rain all week. You know, if you don't like running outside, you got the heat, then you'll have the cool coming up in a couple months, whatever it may be, to grow that home gym, add to that home gym, start that home gym. Trust who we trust here at ESPN Louisville. It's The Fitness Market. You can check them out on their Facebook page right now. Just type in The Fitness Market, or you can go to thefitnessmarket.com. They have the two locations, Plantside Drive, the other on Westport Road. Family-owned business, been in the area now for 21 years plus, and they got you covered. The best brands at the best prices. They have gently used equipment as well. Anything, treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, the electric bikes, rowing machines, and so much more. They got you covered. 882-2694, 502-882-2694. Find them on Facebook or online, thefitnessmarket.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's something, someone you're so passionate about.
What, the Yin Yang Twins?
Just something.
Name one song of theirs.
Whistle While You Twerk.
And James Strebel.
There you go, Mitch. It's a great song.
It's what Ence gets ready to every day.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Bucks and Nets, 7 o'clock on ESPN 680, 105.7. We got you covered. Then on Thursday, that game 3, Nets and Bucks. Friday and Sunday. Friday, we have Sixers and Hawks. Man, I like this Atlanta Hawks team. Mitch, did you watch any of the games over the weekend? I don't know what you did. I'm a huge fan of this Hawks team.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch any of the Mavs and Clippers, but I did watch the little Hawks and 76ers. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
They're a good young team. They shoot threes.
They're kind of cocky a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're very cocky. Very. DeAndre Hunter. The Virginia guy.
Virginia,
when he was
injured,
of course, he let him down. Yeah, yeah. But besides that, I mean, they're a fun team. I mean, they're not going to win it all, but they're a fun team. Now, you have a NBA take, you said.
An NBA and soccer take. I do.
Okay.
Together.
Mitch, do you want to do this now? What do you think?
Yeah, I want to hear the NBA one first.
Okay.
Well, no, they're together.
They're together?
I already know what this is going to be. I already know what this is going to be.
So
go ahead.
You know, last week and the previous week, what was the number one outside the play on the court, Mitch? What was the number one storyline in the NBA playoffs?
The fans interfering with players.
Yeah, fans behaving badly, like dumping popcorn on Russell Westbrook, the water bottle thrown at Kyrie Irving, the whole thing. And everyone was up in arms, and rightfully so in many cases, you know, were very harsh and critical of how the fans were reacting towards the players. Last night and today, there was a reaction of the USA-Mexico match.
Now, what was this match, Mitch?
Was it a friendly, or was it CONCACAF, right?
I thought it was just a friendly, but no, it's the long acronym CONCACAF, which is kind of it's like USA, Mexico, and then the Central America countries.
Right. They play a tournament
every year.
Okay, so that happens, and USA wins. And what happens? Water bottles, trash, all this garbage just thrown on the field, thrown at the players,
hitting the players.
All this. And, well, that's just soccer. That's just the passion of soccer fans. That's just passion. The soccer fan, you wouldn't understand it. You don't understand soccer. Who said this? There was no like people aren't like, hey, there was no like outcry of like, don't do this. Fans shouldn't act like this.
I'm with Strebel a little bit. There's a guy who made a list like everything you missed the last like 40 minutes of this game.
It was bad behavior.
Yeah, Most of it was bad behavior.
Fans chanting homophobic slurs, like streakers, like all the stuff that kind of we've been, you know, I'm totally with Strebel on this, by the way.
Speaking of streakers, you see the woman in Outback?
An Outback, like a the steakhouse?
Mitch, did he not see anything? He was oblivious this weekend.
Okay, I actually did not see that either.
I'm doing a show with two people who
I've seen. I've known everything else you brought up besides this.
There's a nude woman.
Nude woman in Outback?
Went to an Outback in Florida and just started to destroy things, and they tased her.
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
If you're going to get tased, reason to get chased. I mean, naked lady.
Just
to wrap up my point. Okay, now I gotta see this.
Hang on.
Pause.
Let's go.
Pause the tape.
Pause your. Yeah, here we go.
All right, let me see here. All right. Oh my gosh. She's on something. She's throwing like wine bottles at the bar. She is completely naked. I mean, this woman has not a stitch of clothing on her. She's young.
No, she's not. She's 53.
Oh, is she? She's really. She's in good shape. I'll give her that. She's naked. That's Florida, baby. That's the great sunshine state of Florida.
I had seen it 18 times.
I hadn't seen
it. And then Coop sent it to me. You know, see, that's his caption.
He's right. I agree with him. That's the first time I thought she was younger. I'm with Coop.
All right. Anyway, finish up your predictable take.
Okay, just finish up my predictable take. Yes. That type of behavior is expected at soccer events. It's just brushed over, passed over, and it's ugly. Soccer's an ugly sport.
Not foreign soccer. Not American.
Not American. That would not be acceptable here in the red, white, and blue.
No,
it wouldn't. People would be thrown out.
But in Mexico it was.
And a lot of European countries, too.
He loved it. He thought it was great.
He said, chaos and everything else. It was great. I loved it. I'm like, that's terrible. It's sad.
It comes off as praising a little bit, doesn't it? Like you missed this. Like I can't believe you missed this last night. If you didn't get to watch.
Oh, he was saying it was. I forgot the exact quote. It was like you missed. It was chaos and blah. It's not my fault. You missed it. You missed it. Blah blah. I was like, I didn't miss anything. I missed a bunch of asses acting like asses and throwing stuff at people and being ugly and mean. It was just. There's nothing appealing about it. That's another reason why I don't care for it.
All right, there we go.
But yeah, I melded NBA and then soccer.
How about that?
And now Ince is mad.
I'm sure he is.
Yes, oh, he's battling me right now.
Oh yeah,
he's battling you.
He's the defender, the soccer defender, Jason Ince. If you ever say a bad thing about soccer, you're going to have 37 points of why soccer's great, and none of them matter. Like, I like
soccer, but I totally was Strebel on this.
I'm glad a soccer person agrees with me. That's what I was looking for. I know there's logical,
finally somebody
smart
has the guts.
Soccer takes out there. And thank you, Mitchell. Hey, instead of all Jason Ince does is cover for it. He didn't denounce
also,
it.
Also, you want to know why you're...
Well, it's just this team.
He's part
this
of
is Mexican fans.
Also,
you want to know
the problem.
You want to know why your sport is dying? Because one of like the most highly entertaining games of the year, which I'm being sold, is on Paramount Plus. That's why your sport is dying.
You're going to be watching Louisville football and basketball on ESPN Plus or ACC Network Plus.
Belmont on
at least that's ESPN Plus. I don't know what the hell Paramount Plus is. And why is U.S. soccer on it?
Apparently the match was in Denver.
Who structured that deal?
The match was in Denver.
Which is
it
even
was,
worse.
Yeah. Did you say it was in Mexico?
Well, I thought it was in Mexico.
Oh, sorry. No, it was in Denver.
And don't call Mitch a soccer guy.
Wait, if this is in Denver,
that's even worse.
Then why are we blaming it all on the Mexican soccer fans? Because now I'm reading Biscuit's tweet. For those of you who are uninitiated, let me introduce you to Mexican soccer fans.
Well, you know,
this is nothing. They are the worst.
You know, Biscuit's in tune with every sport in every league.
Ever.
He's the authority.
He is the authority. And so it's like, okay, so it's in Denver, so it was only the Mexican soccer fans who were doing this. There weren't any American soccer fans who were doing this. It was just the Mexican soccer fans. Just
well,
so
there's
we're clear.
People who are crashing the CBS or the Paramount Plus set. I mean, I don't know if they're all Mexico fans. I have no idea. But
that can't be right. That cannot be right. You can't blame it on all of what. It's not even in their country. It's in Denver.
Apparently, I was wrong, too. It was on CBS Sports Network, but still. Like, why is that game not on ESPN? ESPN used to have the rights to those games. I don't know what happened, but.
Wait.
I want to call both of you out.
Okay.
Have you guys got one fact right in this discussion?
Yeah, the favorite.
Just yeah. Besides,
my whole point's right.
But besides that, but we didn't know what league. We didn't know the
location. I knew.
Well, now
I knew
the
location.
Know,
I didn't hear Strebel say it was in Mexico.
And I feel like I knew more than both of you.
Well, now that
CONCACAF.
Now that the more
did you know it was North
out,
America and
worse.
Central America tournament that was held every year.
I knew. I don't know what countries are like. I don't know everyone involved. I don't. No.
Right.
I don't. Is Panama involved?
Yes, Panama's
yeah,
in the tournament.
I had Panama, Mexico, and USA, and then after that, no. No.
I thought it was in Mexico, and now that I learned that it's in Denver, my take is I'm even more disgusted by this. Even more disgusted by it.
You should be.
It's disgusting. That's disgusting. There was an uproar for 3 days when a fan pours popcorn, just popcorn. Which he shouldn't have done, and they kicked him out, and they should have. Popcorn on Russell Westbrook. It's all over the TV. This is terrible. This happens in an American city while an American team's playing crickets. Oh, it's soccer. The passion of soccer. Get out of here.
Take your swing.
It's just
what a
the pompous
what a
nature
layup
of all
you.
That. The pompous nature of all of it. Pompous.
Texas says, is Strebel coming in to do trivia tomorrow morning?
That's a good point.
You like that, Mitch?
Yeah. That's a good. I think that's a random text. That is a random text. I don't know. That's a great point. I had to
just show up.
Right there.
All right.
Speaking of Diener, I think they're having your boy Satterfield on Wednesday.
Oh, are they?
I mean, Blank's going to be so great for that. I can't wait.
Oh, he's going to ask.
Diener, you better get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Diener, you're not the star, and neither are you, Scat. I mean, this is Blank and Baker's interview.
This is his moment.
It is a moment
what
for him.
What can I do to help the program, sir?
I need a question about a kitchen. That's what I just
thought. Oh, yes. We need a kitchen question.
I tweeted Blank? This out, and I mean it 100%. We have to find some way for Blank to cook for, like, recruits. Like, I don't think that's recruit. I don't think that's violating.
It's got to be an NCAA violation.
I don't know.
I want a cooking show with Blank and Jody.
What if he donates money for a kitchen? It could be Blank and Baker's Kitchen.
That's a great point. Yeah, but you probably have to give him $1.2 million.
Well,
something
go fund
like.
Me, you know.
Yeah, $1.2 million. Texas says, does Ensis Cat approve of the soccer fans' behavior? It's just the Mexican soccer fans in this instance.
That's what they're all blaming it on.
The Team USA was able to everyone was under control.
How do we know that definitively?
What do you also Ensis cat kills birds, so I feel like it would.
Does it really?
Yeah, I feel like it would approve of Mexico. Yeah, exactly. So I feel like it would approve of the Mexico fans' actions. But also, what did you think about that picture of our guy Christian Pulisic?
He's ripped for he's got no fat on him.
He looks great.
He's got a skinny body. I just there's no way I would ever be able to look like that.
No,
he's just got a skinny body.
But when you play soccer, I mean, I'll give their athletes do. They're good-looking people.
Well, there you go.
They are good-looking people. I'll give them that. As much as they do, they got to be in great shape.
There you go.
All right. I see. I said something nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was it going to? Oh, we got to get to some of this sound.
Oh, yeah, sound.
You want to hear some of this?
This looks like a pretty big sound sheet.
It does. Now, yeah. Mitch, how do you want to do this? So there was a video that went out last night. So I don't know how many episodes they're doing. But U of L is, and I don't know what Kentucky is going to do. I'm telling you, I don't know. It just came out last night.
Yeah.
It's an 8 to 10 minute video that starts with, you know, the team sitting there in the practice facility, mm-hmm. not making the NCAA tournament.
Sad scene.
Yeah, and then, you know, Chris Mack press conferences, you know, the day after, the end of the year. And then it goes, you know, then it does these voiceovers.
Okay.
Where they use gas bags a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, like Lock McClain for every one of them.
And here's the thing, and I was talking to Rummage about this. I don't know if it's a new guy, man or woman, mm-hmm. that is editing all of these videos. The reason I say that is, back in the day, Locke's voice always made it.
Every single one of them.
And I contend that individual listened to the radio station.
And was in on the joke.
And it was in on the joke
right.
that Locke made it for the Louisville Locke thing, and just because, overall, it was funny.
And there was one that had Locke, Nick, and Cooper.
Jody. Yeah, and then it had Jody. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. And so
I forgot about the Cooper one.
I don't know for certain, but I always assumed this guy was in on the joke.
Right,
He listened to the radio stations, and he was in on it.
Having a good time.
And he was helping behind the scenes be this shadow producer who understood the comedy behind it.
Right.
It could have been just ignorance. I don't know, but it always happened that Locke was a part of these videos. Now that he's went to Spectrum News One, he's paid to not have an opinion and just read a teleprompter.
Right. In a suit.
Yeah. The top 10 fruits for the summer. Oh, anyway.
Strawberries, number two.
Yeah. So I started sifting through. I got to be honest. I didn't watch the entire thing. I need to go back, and it's my fault.
Okay.
So what media members, Mitch, do we have a list of who is in this? Is it only our people
so
at ESPN Louisville?
What's
the deal?
There's only three people.
Okay, three people.
Oh, yes, wow. It was very heavily Luke Hancock.
Okay, well, yeah, well, that makes
obviously.
Sense.
That makes yeah. big sense.
There was one blank, and then there's a couple of Nick Coffees.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And then you hear Ennis briefly in one of the Luke
clips. Just breathing in the background, probably.
Pretty much.
So Ennis is not really a part
of
it.
No, not at all.
So Ennis, okay, so I went through and sifted through this for the reason that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Who didn't make the cut.
Right.
Because, I mean, there are some heavyweights that did not make the cut. I mean, Diener didn't make the cut.
Maben?
Maben and Rummage
did not make the cut.
And they talked about it today. I think they're hurt. We'll get to that at some point.
Wow.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
I would be.
That makes me sad.
It doesn't make you sad. It makes you happy.
They live and breathe Louisville. They their goal is to be on those videos. They want their voices on those videos to be pushed out of the way. Like, I completely get Luke Hancock. Like, yeah, make him star.
Well, did you get, if not, we need to go back and find it. Did you get process crushing Maben and Rummage?
Because
they crushed him back this morning.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
They crushed.
He called them pom-pom waivers.
Yeah.
But I think he meant it in a nice way, but it did not come across that way.
No, it did not.
Grow some chest hair today.
None of this involves us. That's the beauty. None of this involves us.
We're just observing
everyone else. I mean, there's no Vanetti on there. No Terry Miners on there. Ooh. I mean, there's some heavyweights who just left off this video, which tells me when it's blank, Nick Coffey and Luke, it tells me that it's not the same guy who's always been doing them.
Right.
Or is it because he included blank? But blank is the chosen one.
He is the chosen one. Well, he's...
Is he? I mean, he is, right? He's the chosen
one. For Louisville football, This is what surprises me.
Okay.
He's been kind of heavy-handed with Mac, more so than you think a Blankenbaker would be.
Okay, I can get with that.
You know what I mean? He's been fairly critical of how that season ended and then what Mac's done since then. I'll give Blankenbaker credit here. He's not been handling the Louisville program with kid gloves the way he handles the football program.
Let's hear some of these. You want to hear Blankenbaker first?
I would love to hear Blankenbaker.
All right, because I can't remember what he said, so let's go ahead and take a listen.
You know, this team and Chris Mack have to figure out how they get tough. We talked about that a lot last year, and, you know, now they're going to have to develop that.
Wow.
Where's the music in the background?
And that's how it was cut off. There was no music during his part. It was just him.
Wow.
It was like a transition thing. I think his was like the transition from their introducing the new coaches to them moving into Minardi.
I can't get mad at Blankenbaker over that. I mean, that wasn't pom-pom waving.
So they got tough.
Chris Mack preaches tough.
Well, let's hear Luke.
I'll tell you, I like how this group of guys is pieced together. I like the depth. I like that you have a lot of different tools in terms of the type of player you're putting into different positions. I think he's got a lot to work with, and he sounds really excited, not only about his players, but his coaching staff as well. He sounds very positive.
Agree.
About the position his team is in, the way this roster is built. And I love to hear.
There was the brief interference.
Agree. Can you go neutralize that?
He sounds very... His players, but his coaching staff as well. He sounds very positive.
Agree.
That's great.
Well, so what's the scuttle around the office? That's the thing.
Who's disappointed? Other than Maven and Rummage.
Oh, if I'm Maven and Rummage, I'm not happy. I don't mind saying it.
I'm with you.
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy. I'm hurt. I mean, there's no bigger Mac defenders.
I mean, Rummage said Noah Locke is a good-looking dude.
He did.
Like, they did a whole thing on the appearance of Noah Locke. You're exactly right.
They love these guys, and I'm not being processed. I'm not taking a shot, and you know, this is definitely going on the mixtape. But they love talking about these guys' physiques.
They do.
Like, they love it.
Diener's being punished.
Why is Diener being punished? What did Diener do?
I don't know. Diener not making it is him being punished.
Blankenbaker is as critical as Diener. I mean, Diener, maybe because Diener was like so hell-bent on Matt needs to talk, Matt needs to
do
a press
conference. That's all I can think of.
And he's in the penalty box for that.
Here is Process praising the video this morning at 7:30. It's going to kill you.
What did you think, Process?
I think it sold. I mean, it made them, the entire team, look super likable. They seemed very human. Chris Mack himself, like the one that stood out to me, and he's like, you didn't even drive yourself here, man. That was the one that stood out to me. It makes the team super likable and super personable. And I mean, that when I was like, why didn't you like the video, Perrin? That makes sense because it did such a great job of selling it.
I'm
disappointed.
Keep going. They're making fun. I'm apparently in the mixtape because I said I love the video. I love the video because it did its job. It sold me on this group of players. It sold me on this team. It did its job. It's well done.
It's smart, and I think it's a good thing. So kudos to them for doing it.
Emotional investment is really important, and I felt a lot of apathy from this fan base over the last couple of years. So this really helps in that aspect. Try to get people emotionally invested in the team you're putting out there.
That's not the process I know.
It's gold. It really is.
An emotional investment.
Mitch, that has to make Mitch so happy. It really does.
It does, because I loved the video as well.
Oh no.
It is well done.
It is a very well done video.
Now I'm going to have to go.
Video too.
Well, what's your takes on the video?
Oh, I jotted some mental notes as I was watching it on the crapper.
You have some mental notes.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What are your mental notes?
First off, I never watched 1 second of Roosevelt Wheeler film, but seeing him in the video, that dude's a man. Like, he does not look 18. He looks like 24.
Okay.
And he's all 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Secondly, it kind of made me sad when they're introducing the new athletic trainer, and I was like, oh yeah, Fred Hina, he retired this summer. And then I was thinking, I was like, man, there's really, like, the old regime is like almost done, like almost gone. Yeah. Like, I feel like Kenny Klein's the last one. Like, if Kenny Klein like called it quits like this summer, there'd be no one left.
Is that calling it quits or is that calling it quits?
Big difference.
Okay. And what other mental notes did you take when you were on the crapper, as you so eloquently said a minute ago?
And then kind of your take is, you know, the people who were on the team last year weren't – I mean, J.J. Traynor talked a little bit, and they talked about Malik Williams and his injury. But other than that, it was like kind of eye-opening a little bit. That I was like, man, they did bring in a bunch of new guys. Like, this is a totally new team.
Well, see, my thing is Mac's narrative, and there's a lot of this with Kentucky, too, especially if Mintz doesn't come back.
Sure.
It's like, and I know Keon Brooks will be a leader, and Lance Ware will, you know, have minutes and whatever, but the whole we're using last year to motivate this year, I don't buy with either one of these teams.
Because they weren't there.
It's a new start.
Right.
It's not, we're bringing back the same group, or roughly the same group, to figure this out. That's not what happened here. What happened here is we're blowing things up. We're getting rid of multiple assistants, and we're bringing in not a complete new team, but a huge part of am I wrong? Where am I wrong there? I mean, Louisville lost what, three starters?
Yeah.
Four starters, and I don't know what Malik is. Well, Kentucky replaced the roster.
I don't count Malik as a starter. I count for Louisville the returning two starters, Sam and Withers.
I would agree.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I agree with that.
I think with Kentucky, you're bringing back Toppin, Brooks, Dante Allen.
I'm not counting Dante.
And you have to count him.
I'm not counting him.
Why not?
Because Cal doesn't count him.
He does count him.
Cal doesn't know who Dante Allen is.
I think Cal's going to play him at the three.
I don't think he's going to play him. I don't think three deep on the bench?
No. The third row? The three
he'll
spot.
He'll be sitting third row with
I think he'll be in the three spot. It'll be the three. I think they'll be the small forward. You have to. He saved their ass in a game and almost won the one tournament game that they played in was almost won because of him. You have to count him. Anyway, and Oscar Tshiebwe was there for half of the season, not playing, obviously, but he was there. He was there for all the BS that went on.
He doesn't count.
I think he does count.
He doesn't count.
He was there.
The point is, Kentucky isn't going to do the same narratives of last year. Cal's not going to say, this team went through so much last year, look how much they've grown. That's the same with Louisville. It's more that they erased what they could and replaced it. That's what they did.
Right.
They're not bringing back Devin Askew and Terrence Clark, obviously, rest in peace, didn't stay in Boston.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
They replaced so many pieces more than you normally would, and Louisville absolutely did that.
Yeah, Kentucky revamped a lot, and like you said, on the court and on the sidelines. But I do think that there's still a semblance of guys on the team that had a real crap year last year and want to rectify that.
I agree, but that's not to me. It's more fresh beginnings, not trying to right the wrong of last year. Does that make sense?
That makes more sense.
And that was kind of my thing with the Louisville video. The beginning was okay. Now we want to right the wrong. To right the wrong, you got rid of Dino Gaudio and Luke Murray and Quinn Szczesny and your recruiting class and Aina Gahan, and Dre Davis may go from a starter to not a starter.
Right.
I mean, those are systematic changes.
Yeah.
Those are massive changes.
And there were massive changes for Kentucky, too. I understand what you're saying. It's not a full overhaul, but
the narrative to me, if Kentucky has a bad year, the narrative to me on Kentucky isn't they couldn't fix it from a nine-win season. It's you've had two different teams.
Yeah, this is a complete, you're right. This is a completely different team.
Not bring it.
Right.
You've had two different years, and that's how I feel here.
And you had two different classes or whatever of guys that didn't work out the way the classes normally do for John Calipari. Okay, I can get more with that.
Same with Louisville. That's how I see it, at least. I can understand. I mean, it's not a complete washing of the players from one year to the next. But for Louisville, it's as much as I think you'll see.
It wasn't like 2012 to 2013, where like the entire team left except for Kyle Wiltshire.
Texter has a great question for Mitch while he's in the bathroom. That will be my tease for the 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
We got a bunch more sound. Another hour to go. It's a Monday here on ESPN 680. All right, guys. BJ Heating and Cooling, you need them. If you need them, you know who to call. 812-283-7221. Better yet, go to their website. See exactly what they can offer you today. BJHeatCool.com. free estimates, upfront pricing, whether it be for your home or your business, they got you covered. Plus, they're on call 24/7, 365 for those emergencies. And right now, if you're having difficulty cooling down a room, sunroom, maybe I won't say an attic, but an upstairs, it's difficult to cool down, whatever it may be, they got you covered with those Bryant mini splits. BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. Plus, new for this year, no diagnostic fees if you're a regular maintenance customer. It's a great way to take advantage of everything they have to offer to keep your home moving in the right direction. BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.